So today we're going to talk about private equity transactions with healthcare providers, namely hospitals, health systems, and physician practices. I'm going to tee this up with respect to certain trends in the private equity healthcare space. Private equity healthcare investments had surged to $36.4 billion in 2016, according to Bain Capital Research. Healthcare has ranked among the top three industries in terms of returns every year since 2011. And in 2017, there was still a lot of activity with for-profit hospitals, including Steward Healthcare acquiring IASIS Healthcare and Regional Care, which purchased Capella Healthcare, forming RCCH, which is where Howard is the chief legal officer. There also seems to be a very strong private equity interest in regionally strong health system operators, the idea being that if you can buy a really good prospect in a particular region, you can do really well in that particular region. In addition, micro-hospitals have gained quite a bit of popularity. These are small-scale, fully licensed inpatient facilities that have a core set of services, can tailor their other services to community needs, and have a higher reimbursement rate than urgent care centers. Ameris is one of those big players in this area. And then one other potential trend is that the new U.S. Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, Alex Azar, has said that he is rethinking the bar on physician-owned hospitals, and which, if lifted, could create a lot of PE activity with respect to physician-owned or partially owned hospitals. So more to come in that regard. There's still a lot of interest also in physician practice management acquisitions and roll-ups.